Good morning, North State. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's Free Fire Radio. It's KCNR, 1460 AM, and it's 7:06. Good morning. It's a little rainy today. The weather rock is damp. Hey, our phone number's here, 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com, and you can send an email to Linda at Linda@KCNR1460.com. Okay, there's the housekeeping.
There's the housekeeping.
You know, we've got an open line show today with just a couple of guests here, but mainly open line, and that's great because there's just so many things that are going on in our world, our community, our nation, the state, right here in River City, too, that we need to talk about. And this is your chance to give us a call and just say, hey, this is one of the things that I've been looking at, and this is something that's going on that we need to talk about. But first I want to introduce the multitudes. We have a multitude of people working on this. But we'll introduce Bad Bob.
Good morning.
And how are you today, Bad Bob?
Excellent. I enjoyed the weather coming in because it's a little variation and more water for the lake. Yes.
Yeah.
I know. You know, you've got this thing about water in the lake. You know,
boats work much better with that.
And speaking of working much
so
better,
do people.
And speaking of working better all the time, it's my bride.
Oh, you're so well. I guess it's a good morning. It's a really good morning. I think we're feeling good energy today. Currently 55 degrees. If you're just tuning in, of course, we're going to always give you the time, the weather. 7:07 today. Rainy, 100% chance of rain. It's just any way you look at it, with a high of 54. Steady temperature is going to remain around 54, and tonight around 42 with showers. Bob was telling me that there's going to be gusts of winds up to 50 miles an hour on the 5 corridor in the valley, so be very careful. It's not your time to just, go party on down to...
If your trash cans are out, you might want to go out and check them before they go down the street.
Or your laundry, or...
Do people still hang laundry out?
Yes, of course, you see it around our neighborhood.
Oh.
And you know what? One of the things that really I thought was charming about our house when we bought it is it has an old wire clothing line. And I've never... I take the rugs from the kitchen when I wash them and put them out there, but I've never hung sheets. And I hear when you hang your sheets out, it's different than it's ever been. It's the best. They smell great. And I've never done it, and I want to do it.
Oh, possibly because the number of cats in from the neighborhood that use our back there is a place to sleep and breathe.
You make our house sound so charming. okay, one of the things I want to share with you this morning before we take our break. There are some risky behaviors that if you do are, you know, how will actually age you 12 years older than you really are. And we're going to talk about that this morning. I want to also talk about the Hollywood sign and the different people who came to make it to keep the Hollywood sign in the hills alive because they were actually going to take it down and put up a bunch of homes up there. I wouldn't imagine doing that during these times, but that was a plan. And then I also want to share, Carl, I want to talk about something that's really heavy on my heart. And you know me, that sometimes I can't even get to the other things I need to talk right away about what's heavy on my heart.
We'll do that right after the break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's a rainy day. It's 7:12. And it's going to be wind gusts today up to 40 to 50 miles per hour. Just gusts along the corridor. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. A great place to go to on the weekends or during the week if you want a soup and salad. They're having, of course, their dinners on Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays, and brunches are just great.
Yeah. And by the way, I think we're going to head over to Country Kitchen. Now, we want to welcome Country Kitchen on as a new sponsor. And if you mention Carl and Linda Bott, we listen to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, any of those things, if you order your breakfast or an entree or lunch, you'll get a free coffee with your meal or a soda.
That's right. So only thing you have to do is when you go down there, and we're going down after show today.
Perfect day to go have breakfast. It's rainy out.
Rainy. Yep.
Makes you feel cozy. You want,
you can't
you
just
want,
go walk down the
You want really
trail.
Great home-cooked food. That's the place to go. Okay, when we were talking about four common habits that if you combine them, it's smoking, drinking, too much, inactivity, and poor diet. That can age you by 12 years. These are sobering new research, a new research that finds the study is tracked nearly 5,000 British adults for 20 years, and they highlight yet another reason to adopt a healthier lifestyle. Overall, 314 people studied had all four unhealthy behaviors. Among them, 91 died during the study, or 29%. Among the 387 healthiest people with none of the four habits, only 32 died, or about 8%. So again, the risky behaviors are smoking, tobacco, downing more than three alcoholic drinks per day for men, and more than two daily for women, getting less than 2 hours of physical activity per week, and eating fruits and vegetables fewer than three times daily.
So, you know, those are just, and those are things we've been hearing for what, decades?
Yeah,
however,
but this has been a long time research, study, which is...
But the bottom line is that the things that we know, and we have known,
just
they've just gone to prove that, you know, if you smoke daily or and you don't get exercise and you drink, guess what? It's going to cut your lifestyle down, your lifespan.
Just a reminder. Okay, so the Hollywood sign. Many of you know that you've probably flown over it. You've seen it in movies. Well, there was a plan for an urban sprawling development that was going to be taking out, I don't know how many acres up there, but Hugh Hefner put in $900,000, and it was going to be, actually, it was the Trust for Public Land Conservation Group raised $6.7 million of private funds, and Tom Hanks and... Steven Spielberg, the Getty Trust, and over 50 states and 10 countries donated money to keep the sign alive. They were going to turn in some new development and to rip it out. And
imagine the Hollywood sign disappearing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that's no big deal, but it
used to be called Hollywood Land. They used to have Hollywood Land, and the word land was at the end of Hollywood, and then one day land fell over. And they were going to get rid of it back then, and they decided not to. So it's been there a long time.
The Hilltop.
I see historical references
to
this.
Absolutely.
Did you know that there was it was famous because a starlet one time climbed to the top of it and committed suicide by jumping off.
Do you know that in 1940 it was purchased by Howard Hughes?
No, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Are we finished with this one?
I just want to say it's alive and well. And I think it's fascinating that 50 states and 10 countries said, no, we want to keep the iconic Hollywood sign that is so symbolic of the era, of the great films, of what Hollywood, when you think of Hollywood, you know, so many people are tearing things down. You need to preserve certain things that are iconic of an era, and that's one of them.
So's Bob. He's iconic of an era, and he's old. Okay. You had one thing that was playing heavy on your heart today. You're leading
No,
today.
You go.
No, 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 go on.
I just, let me think about how I want to say it.
Okay, can we say value-added tax? They're starting today, my friends. Today. They're going to start with that debt commission, or whatever you want to call it, how to reduce the debt. It's starting today. It's bipartisan. Okay? Bipartisan. And they're going to find a way, how can we reduce our national deficit? Well, you know, some people might think a way of doing it is to spend less. I would think that. But our president and his people have started floating this idea of a value-added tax. Now, do you really know what a value-added tax is? Okay.
It's all over Europe.
Sit down. And hang on, because it's a fee that's assessed against businesses by a government at various points in the production of goods and services. Usually any time a product is resold or value is added to it. So if you pick a tomato and you sell it to a retailer, you get a tax added on to it. I'm sorry, a wholesaler. The wholesaler takes it, sells it to a retailer. He adds a tax onto it. retailer has it in his little store, you buy it, he adds a tax on it. Now, if you don't think this is a regressive tax, you're smoking some of the stuff that's available in 35 spots right here in Reading. Because what happens is, for tax purposes, value is added whenever the value of a product increases as a result of an application of a company's factor of production, such as labor and equipment. That must be paid by every company that handles a product during its transition from raw materials to finished goods. So you're saying, what about tomatoes? Okay, but see, they pass through hands. They've had to do things, so you have to add that. For example, tax is charged when a manufacturer sells to a wholesaler, and again, when a wholesaler sells to a retailer, just what I said. You know, they build the car. You know, by the time the car gets to you, it's added. Now, talk to people from England. And I haven't talked to people all over the world, but the people that I have to talk to in various spots in the world, because I've had the advantage of being able to travel and kept friendships, as hard as that may believe, with people all over the world, that when you start talking VAT, it just is more and more. And VAT starts usually low. And by the way, it originated in France. But it usually starts low. Oh, it's just a little bit, just a little bit. Well, have you ever known a tax put on us by our government, by our friends in the government, that just stayed where it was and didn't increase? Can we say income tax? Can we say Social Security? Well, I am being a little frivolous here because it's not here, but this is something that I think we really need to look at. It's one thing to keep taxing the wealthy. And by the way, you keep taxing the wealthy, that money's going to move someplace else. You keep taxing the wealthy, and at some point they're going to just say, you know, this isn't worth my time for this, and I am going to, you know, I'm going to stop working, or I'll sell my business and let somebody else worry about this. But a regressive tax, something that just keeps adding on, like an increase, as somebody has said, on the gas tax that's already on, you know, which is already kind of somewhat horrendous, on gasoline. If you add on to that, who pays for that? I pay for that. I'm not in the rich category. Bob pays for it. Bob's not in the rich category. People that, you know, that's just, you know, everyday people are paying for these things. And, you know, and for Obama to say, oh, no, I'm not going to raise taxes. But we've got to do something about the deficit, of which he's had a good part in, as have the Republicans and Bush. You know, you'll never hear me defend that one. But we start this. That's not going to go away. It's not going to go away. It's not like it's going to sunset in a year. Oh, we just need to do this for a year to balance out the budget. No, no, NEMA. It's not going to happen. So if I was you, I would just probably go out and find that number. And we've got the numbers on freefireradio.com of how to reach your representatives and tell them, you're not real crazy about this VAT idea. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about this and a few other things. Healthcare, it's going to save us money. Oh, not so fast. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
With the arrival of...
Good morning, Reading.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. You think VAT's a good idea? Just call in. Tell me why VAT is a good idea. You know, I can be persuaded. I can be persuaded that another tax on us is a good idea. I can be persuaded that Iran doesn't really want to have a nuclear weapon to start a nuclear war. I can be persuaded. Just show me how. I can be persuaded even that Iran, oh, yeah, we'll roll over for sanctions. It's worked so far, hasn't it? Yeah, I can be persuaded that the underwear bomber acted as a lone wolf, as the president said.
That is what's been heavy on my heart.
That's been heavy on your heart?
You took my thunder.
I'm sorry.
That is what's been really heavy on my heart.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you know, this morning, you know how we flip around, and I heard something today that just shifted me in a place that made me feel... I don't like to buy into conspiracies. I like to think that we're moving forward in a positive manner. And frankly, I loved it. On the backside of this break, I would really like to hear how people feel about what's happening with Arizona, somebody actually taking a hard stand, something I believe our country used to do. our country used to take a stand, and I don't think our country's taking a stand. And I'm very upset over the fact that the Christmas bomber, it was known early on that he was trained and set in that plane by Al-Qaeda, and I believe there was a cover-up about it. That this is the truth, that this is what we're talking about. This is why we have our young men and women serving our country to protect us from people who want to kill us, eradicate us. Okay, Al-Qaeda, they're planning daily hours, kids, putting them places that we don't even know about at any time. And I want to think that when I get on a plane, I'm safe. I know that I really believe that, you know, when it's my time to go, it's my time to go. I've flown hundreds of thousands of miles in my life. But that really bothers me that that was just kind of shaded over, that this was an intentional Al-Qaeda terrorist attack.
That they've got film of him training in an Al-Qaeda camp, and they're and the first words out was, I don't know, it was a lone wolf.
Said in the beginning, according to the source that we heard it from, that he had said that there's many more coming, and yet we're protesting a governor in Arizona who's finally taking a hard stand because our federal government is not. And I'm upset about it. I'm sad this morning. How do you feel? 6054567. Let us know how you feel about this. I'm feeling unsettled about it this morning.
Well, you know.
And you know how I like to be happy. I am happy girl.
You are the light.
I like
here
to spread. I'm an artist. I don't like mayhem in my system.
Well, when mayhem is introduced to us, however, from the outside, we have to do something about it. And to have, you know, and anybody that knows me knows that I do not believe in conspiracies. I will fight against conspiracies at any time. However, there are times when you start wondering, well, why is this? And then look at Ford Hood. You know what? We have got so much stuff that I don't even want to get into it right here. You know what? Because we have a guest on the other side for a segment here that we heard at the Sundial Bridge. And we're going to introduce him when we get back, you know, in here in a couple of minutes.
But we also have callers coming in, and we want to honor you, the fact that you are on a time. We'll take you after this break. We've got a...
We got a
30-minute break.
No.
In 30 seconds, we're going to take a break for Fox News, but do call back and let us know your take
that
on this as well.
Healthcare, bombers, Arizona, we've got just the beginning. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, fire up! Clearly, News Talk Radio. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. You know what? We've been talking about a lot of things. Weather today, though, is going to be rainy. The weather rock is wet. It's going to be gusty.
High today at 54. So currently 45 degrees out. And I just want to let you know that it's going to be rainy. 100% of rain today and tonight. That's it. Weather brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Tonight's going to be low 42, southwest wind between 5 and 15 miles per hour with gusts of high as 24, chance of 90% of precipitation. I don't know. Maybe I feel better because I kind of spoke what's heavy on my heart, and it bothers me that I think that are we becoming – I know we're supposed to be peaceful. We represent peace and prosperity, and America is wonderful. But we have two wars going on right now, and let's not forget that on a daily basis. In fact, when you gather your family at night around the table, always be mindful of that. And not that, you know, your next door neighbor is a terrorist, but there's people out there that want to hurt our country. They want to see us come down.
Yeah. Well, you know, and our guest, and we're going to Chris McCandless is our guest. He'll be coming in here in just a minute. And we heard Chris while we were at the Sundial Bridge, and he got up and he sang a song he had written. And it really struck a chord with the audience and all the people there and us. Because it was a song. His son was, and he's going to talk about it when he gets in here, so I'm not going to just, you know, say everything. But we're going to play that song today. We don't usually do that, as you know. We don't play music except for bumps coming in and out. But this one was really a touching song. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. You know, the other things we're talking about, and after Chris is finished in this segment, then we're going to talk about, you know, the health care. We're going to talk about the other things that are facing us. That we've been, you know, my friend, it's one thing to have somebody look you in the eye and say it's going to be this way. And this is what all the experts say. And then weeks later, you find out that what they said was not true. And in the health care bill, there's a lot of it that just isn't true. These are things that people had doubts about. Oh, no, it's going to lower the cost of health care. Well, it's not. It's not going to lower the cost of health care. It's going to add. Yeah, what's 1%? Well, 1%, based on their figures, is a lot. When you're considering is that the rest of what they're basing it on, their suppositions, could be wrong. And then the insurance. And how much it's going to save us in insurance. Well, you know, not so fast. That may not happen either. So, you know, if with the value-added tax, proposed with this new debt commission or ways to reduce the deficit, you know, I'd start wondering what's coming next. I would start thinking, well, you know, we're spending all these, you know, $1 trillion, and yes, you know, the Republicans helped get us into that, the Democrats helped get us into that. Why is it going to be taken out of our pockets instead of just cutting programs? Have any government programs been cut? Have any government workers been laid off? Have you seen the government reduce its workforce? Well, in a couple of countries in Europe, when they had the same problem, guess what? They reduced their government by 20%. And it helped balance that. It helped reduce that deficit. In fact, even went away in one of the countries. Okay, Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. When we come back, we're going to introduce you to a local man who has written just a beautiful song. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio, clearly news talk radio.
Hey. Our country was founded on the Lord and pride. Many of our children fought and they died for the freedom that we share, you and me.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're just played a little bit of the song written by our next guest.
And I think when we say goodbye, we should play that entire song out. I just think that we need to give honor to the song, and our guest this morning is Chris McCandless. Did I say it right?
You sure did.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We heard you on the bridge during April 15th day with the Bostonian Tea Party, and you were introduced, I'm not exactly sure, but all of a sudden you came up on stage and sang the song that you wrote and talked about your son had just got back, just served in Afghanistan. Tell us about who you are and the song, and good morning and welcome to our show, Chris.
Well, thank you very much. I'm Chris McCandless. I've been in Reading for about 38 years. Been doing truck tires through two tire stores for Dismountain and Mountain, of course, for the last 35. I think I put a tire on everybody's truck in this town. My passion has been singing, and I've been singing for the last 20. And you know, I wrote some good country songs, about 12, but this one in particular, I was watching TV, Hannity, one night, and sitting on my steps, and give me a minute.
This song is really touching. It touches
Chris.
Yeah,
it gets me pretty
good.
And
we this is the first time we've met Chris, too.
Yeah.
But we could tell that day when you were putting it in, when you were singing it, the passion that was in it.
Well, I was sitting on the steps, and I was watching Hannity, and I was looking at my granddaughter, and I never knew this was going to be this hard. Somebody make me laugh.
I tell you what, here's...
Music can move
here,
you.
I think I can do this.
And that's what happens.
All right, here we go.
There you go.
All right. So anyway, I was sitting on the steps, and I was watching Hannity, and you know, it was a segment that was talking about how they're trying to take history out of school, and you know, Texas is the only state that's actually fighting to try to keep it in, and you can't say God, and you can't say the Pledge of Allegiance, and just basically nobody honors the military folk anymore, you know, for what they've done and the sacrifices they had, and it really hardens my heart. And I was just thought to myself, I said, you know, I said, what about my kids? I've had a good life. I said, what about my grandkids? So I sat on the steps, and I started praying to God, and I told him, I said, you know, I said, I'm worried. I said, give me a message. I said, give me something. I got a good voice. I said, help me out here. And within 1 hour, I wrote the song, and I sang it to my wife. And there I go again.
It's a touching song. It's one from the
heart.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, and she cried. And then I was worried about my son. You know, my son was in Afghanistan for...
Which service is he in?
He was in the Army. And, you know, he was a mechanic, and he ran big, heavy equipment to go out and retrieve vehicles that were exploded on the road and everything. And first 2 weeks he was there, he had a friend of his. They were in a Humvee, and there was four of them. And the Humvee blew up and killed two of his friends. And... he wears a wristband that honors his best friend in there, you know, that's he's very passionate about that. And, you know, and I watched him about a couple weeks prior to that, you know, he had a brass one and it busted, and he didn't have it for a week. And then he came home. Here I go again.
Take your time. You know, you're so when your soul is stirred.
Yeah.
People out there listening will realize that it's just something. You know, thank God you're alive and you're feeling these things, Chris. Yeah. We're happy that you're sharing these feelings and thoughts with us, and we're so thank your son so much for his service to our country. So what happened with the brass bracelet?
Well, anyway, he broke it and. A package came into the UPS in the mail a week later or so, and I kind of pictured him. It was like when he was 5 years old opening up a Christmas present. You know, that's the way I was perceiving him. And he's opening up, and he goes, oh, man. He says, I'm glad I got it. And he opens it up, and it's a titanium wristband, and it's got eagle. I mean, I don't know what he's got on it, but he put a lot more stuff on. He puts it on. He goes, oh, I got my friend back. I had to leave the room.
Yeah.
It tore me up. And this is what the song is about. The song's basically about it's God sending a message to everybody, saying that, you know, basically it doesn't offend anybody. It's basically just saying, you know, honor, love God, love your family, love your country, and honor your soldiers. You know, because they sacrificed, his buddy sacrificed all, my son sacrificed some. And, you know, and it's just basically a lot of people lose sight of that. And, you know, I'm pretty passionate. I've never served in the Army, ever. And when he went in, I studied history pretty heavy, and you know, because I wanted to know why we are here, and I knew, but I wanted to refresh my memory. And now I'm pretty passionate on it. You know, I'm pretty savvy on. I try and look at everything. You know, so. But this is who I wrote. I wrote it for my son and for men like Carl, you know, that gave me my freedom. And that's what it's all about.
Wow. It's a synchronistic morning because we were talking about that before you came on. Just, you know, talking about the fact that, again, if you're just tuning in, every day don't forget that we are at war and that we need to thank the women and men that are serving our country. And Chris, when did this song come forth?
A month ago.
So you're listening... you're going to be listening, and the title of the song?
Back to Basics.
And we heard this, like we said, we were out at the Sundial Bridge.
April 15th.
For Liberty Fest, and that the Bostonian Tea Party had hosted. And I was sitting there, and they said Chris McCandless was going to sing. And I looked at the person next to me, and I said, did you ever hear this song? Because, you know, you can't tell. I mean, it was... what happens? He goes, yeah. He says, it's pretty good. And then when Chris got up there and started singing, and you all, by the way, will hear the song here in a few minutes, it was extremely touching, and it was from the heart, and it does tell a story, and it does, you know, and we do have warriors out there, and yes, and sometimes we forget that we, being America, is that every day, we put people in harm's way in Iraq and Afghanistan, And they are not questioning the mission. They are there. And every almost, I would say, in the high 90% that are there in Iraq and Afghanistan joined after 9/11. They knew what they
absolutely
were getting into.
Absolutely.
They've reenlisted, some of them twice, to stay in because they believe in their mission and what they're doing. When I hear people say, they're just there because there's no jobs, that's not true. That's not true at all.
Well, to add to that, my son, when he joined, when 9/11 happened, I was trying to get him to go to a tech school because I was afraid, and he was in the process of joining the Army. And I told him, I said, well, you have a choice right now. You can stop. And he said, Dad, nobody attacks my country.
That's it.
And that's a fact. And he said he'd go back in. If it weren't for his diabetes, he tried to go back in, but he couldn't get – he got diabetes when he was in there, and they wouldn't let him back in. But if that was – he's been bully beat down in jobs because of his diabetes and everything like that, but I've been supporting him trying to keep him, straight up. But –
oh, you'd be surprised how many contacts we can make out of this thing, Chris. Okay.
Can I give special thanks to some people?
Yes, Corky, please. Absolutely.
Corky Harmon, good friend of mine, came up, and I was going to DJ his party for he's running for supervisor of District 5, and he heard the song, and I let him hear one of my originals, which I have on iTunes, and I let him hear one of those, and he goes, and I said, now I want you to hear this rough cut. And all I had was this tape recorder that I had a guitar riff to it, and it sounded really rough of the song, but he listened to the words. And when he got done, he said, what's this going to take to get it to sound like that? And I said, I got to send it back to Nashville. And I said, I'm going to do it in a couple months. I said, I have to wait, because I just rescued my brother up in Oregon. And so he sat there, and right after that, he wrote me a check for $600, and we got it done.
Wow.
And then Greg Mann from the Bostonian Tea Party, I was so blessed to go to their meeting on the Tuesday, I think, prior to the Bostonian Tea Party thing festival, and I sang it in a cappella, and it was quite moving that 30 people can give me a standing ovation. it got me good. And then after that, then Greg Mann signed me up for the party, and it was awesome. So
have you, since the Bostonian Tea Party, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's really not our practice to play an entire song. I mean, we do music in and music out because we're talk radio, but we were so moved, and we want to honor you, Chris. We want to honor
Thank
your
you.
Son. We want to
Thank
honor
you.
Our service, people who are serving our country, and serve the song and your inspiration of where it came from. So we're going to take a break here. You don't want to get out of the car or go into the other room. You want to stay tuned because this is a really phenomenal song. It's going to make your day.
We're going to cut the breakdown, too, just so we can get in and make sure we listen to it.
Carla Lindebaut here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
See dealer for limited warranty details. Go to OnStar.com for system limitations and details.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. If you're just tuning in, our guest is Chris McCandless, and Chris has written a song. It's based on his son's service in Afghanistan, and we don't usually play entire records, but we're going to let you hear this one. Bob?
All right, the song is Back to Basics. You heard it here on KCNR. The author, artist, singer, songwriter, Chris McCandless. Chris, thank you so much for sharing that with us this morning. We're honored to have been able to play the song in its entirety here.
First time on radio, huh?
That is the first time on the radio. And to let you folks know, I just put it on iTunes, and it should be out probably within the month, and 40% of the proceeds that are sold from this song are going to go to the tea parties around the nation to fund our fight to get everything back.
That's just absolutely awesome. One more time, tell us about your son, his name.
His name's Dustin Taylor. I met my wife when he was 2 and raised him. And he's all of me. He's a good boy.
I like that. He's all of me.
Yeah.
That's your next song.
I am my
son.
I am my son's father.
Your next sign is he's all of me.
Yeah, he's got a good heart. I mean, I'm a very good family man. I was raised as a Christian, you know, and he's pretty much, he's a very loving dad. You know, I love to see him with my new grandbabies and everything like that. So.
That's great. Hey, Chris, thank you so much for coming on in today. You know, like when we heard it that day, we said, you know, we got to have him on, talk about just who this guy is.
And this is your baby. It's only a month old, and we're glad to help it get wings, some flight.
Well, I'm on the wings of the Lord right now, so I'm thinking that he's going to take it a long ways because he's just trying to send a message. So.
All right. Now, is there a way people can get a hold of you, Chris? We've got 30 seconds.
Yeah, you can just call me on my cell if you'd like to get a hold of me, which is fine. I'm good with that. So okay. It's 530-524-5530. Give me your input on it because it's always good, and I can direct you to if you want to get a CD or anything like that. And that'd be fantastic.
And you never know. Somebody may give you their own personal testimony, and that helps you, stirs your soul a little bit more to write more music. Sing more songs.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, Chris McCandless with Back to Basics, great song. I mean, it's touched me here. And we come back at 8 o'clock. It's going to be open line. I know people have been calling, and we've been pushing them back off, telling you, wait till 8 o'clock. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Thanks, Chris.
KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 605-4567, the way to get a hold of us. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. And send Linda an email, Linda@KCNR1460.com.
I'm receiving several emails this morning about topics to cover. People are like, talk about this. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's is inside of Tobacco and Brew, the best coffee, and they are great Americans, completely supporting the veteran community, the greatest walk-in humidor in the North State. And thank you, Bill.
We love this place.
And Shelley, for all that you do. Friday, we are going to be there at noon. We are going to be doing our live broadcast with, actually, it's our live internet show with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen.
That's right. And his opponent, Charlie Schaff, is going to be on tomorrow right here at 8 o'clock. So we're going to talk to Charlie tomorrow, Jim Friday at noontime. We've got Senator Tom Hansen going to be here Thursday at 8 o'clock. He's running for state attorney general. And
we met him out in Selma the other day, and seems like a wonderful, like a nice guy.
Yeah, we got somehow embroiled as we were trying to get out of there. But but when we met him, we thought we'd ask him to come on. He was more than happy to. I mean, Attorney General, we need to ask him what kind of laws he likes.
If you're just turning over in bed on this rainy morning.
Yeah, that's you, John.
Yeah, it's currently 8:06. If you're tuning in, like many of you set your alarms to listen to what's happening. I'm telling you, it's 100% rain today, so be ready, not just after 11, but all day long, including tonight. You're going to have showers with a low of around 42. Today was going to be high around 54, and I don't know. I think we should start off by going to the phones.
Yeah. Donna, you're on KCNR. Good morning.
Good morning. I first saw Chris McCandless perform the song at the Redding Tea Party. And sitting there with all the veterans and all the passionate people that love America so much and love God, we were all crying and so moved. He is just incredible. And then I got to meet him in person at Candidates Night, and what a most passionate, sincere man. He is a blessing to the North State. I hope he goes really far with this song.
Well, we were when I was listening to it, you know, the first time I heard I'm Proud to Be an American, we were getting ready to launch attacks into into Kuwait during the Desert Shield, Desert Storm. It was Desert Storm at that point. And I didn't realize how that song would touch me. I'm Proud to Be an American. But this one touched me when I heard it the first time a few weeks ago, and then it still does. So, it's going to be on iTunes, so if people want to hear it, then you can.
Back to Basics.
It's called Back to Basics.
Written by Chris McCandless. That's M, little C, big C, A-N-D-L-E-S-S. Thanks for your call, Donna.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful day.
Okay. We've got, you know, speaking of people that drop by, and we have drop-by talkers, drive-by talkers, drop-by talkers, Greg Mann from the Bostonian Tea Party. And, Greg, you've got a debate going this week, too.
Yes, we do.
We cover debates from all sides.
From all sides, definitely. Wednesday evening at McLaughlin Auditorium, 1805 Sequoia Street, Sequoia Middle School, is where we have Doug LaMalfa and Rick Keen squaring off. We also have Charlie Shoup, and originally we thought we were going to have Jim Nielsen there as well, but it looks like he has another commitment that is going to take him away from that. So obviously you have him on Friday, so people will have a
Friday
chance.
At
Friday
at noon.
Friday at noon, yeah.
And that's an open, that's a town hall meeting. You could come in and ask questions. It goes out over the internet, and we also film it for YouTube. Like last week, the district attorney's debate with Jerry Benito and Steve Carlton. The first segment, 10 minutes of that, is up on YouTube right now. The second should be up in a couple of days, but it's archived already. And you can hear from them what they believe on marijuana, illegal immigration, and how things should be changed in the DA's office, if anything.
Well, one of the things that we're doing a little bit differently in ours, the candidates have not been provided any of the questions. They are going into this arena cold, and so as a result, the questions that Cal Hunter, our moderator, is going to be presenting are straight-up questions. You get to see how these candidates actually think on their feet, problem-solve, address questions, where they parse and dance, and where they actually answer questions directly. And so it's kind of a neat format in that regard. So we hope folks come out. It's free of charge. We do have some advanced ticketing only because we have limited seats. There are 600 seats there, and I think you guys have some of the tickets, if I'm not mistaken, out here at the front desk. So
that's right. Let's give some away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
they're
free. They can just come on down and pick
just
them up.
Yeah.
It's
pick
not
them out,
like
yeah.
But still, if you want to have tickets, do give us
We've
a call.
We've got plenty. We have 100 tickets here.
Yeah,
definitely. So just come on down and pick them up, and we'll be more than happy to put them out there for you.
Yeah. And also, I wanted to say thank you very much for putting Chris McCandless on this morning. We have a wonderful talent right here. He's got a marvelous song. We're Bostonian Tea Party is really trying to help out wherever possible. There's a little bit of a big backstory on this. April 15th was where we did the Bostonian Tea Party Sundial Bridge Liberty thing. Little less than a week beforehand, Chris gave me a phone call, and he says, hey, I've got this really cool song that I think would really help out what you're doing. And I says, okay. He gave me a little bit of the lyric, and I said, can you sing it? Well, the guy stepped up to the plate, and on the phone, he sang it a cappella. And I says, that's cool. I said, will you present it to our meeting, to our group? And he says, yeah. So he came down, a little bit of a lump in his throat and so forth, but nonetheless, he sang it a cappella to the group, got a standing ovation, as he mentioned. Everybody loved it. But no one had heard the post-production, the finished product. This was all just kind of, you know, seeing what's going on. He came out to the bridge. You guys saw the result. It was fantastic. And I'll tell you what, the finished product is marvelous. You played it this morning.
Yeah, you know, and like I said, we had Chris on because of the song and obviously his passion for singing on it. And I guess you could say it's a political thing, but it's not. I think it's something that it was completely apolitical in this, completely, because that's not the way he wrote it. That's not the reason we had him on. We had him on because it was a beautiful song aimed at our country and aimed at in support of our veterans. So, again, all right, we've got to take a break here. That's Thursday night at Sequoia. Starts what time?
It starts at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock between Doug LaMalfa and Rick Keen.
Rick Keen, and Rick. Then we have Charlie Shoup there.
And Charlie Shoup. Okay.
And I don't know how to pronounce the last name. It's an unusual spelling, but it's whatever.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm News Talk Radio.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Dennis. And we'll see you later here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, on Dennis's show
yeah.
today.
No, go ahead. Who's on it?
George Will. He's a columnist and a you know, he's a talking head on all the TV shows. And he is also the author of Men at Work, The Craft of Baseball. And you know what? He is really a baseball fanatic, and he's written a great book, and he's just updated it now. And then Jim Lehrer, host of the News Hour on PBS. Also, he's got, you know, two or three other people on the show today, but it's always an interesting show. We've talked about the you know, what's coming up later this week too, and now the you know, the phones are back.
And by the way, it's 8:15 in the morning. If you're just tuning in, it's going to be rainy today with a high of 54. Just always need to do that.
Well, but the wind gusts are the ones that we need to tell people. 50 miles an hour of gust, 40 to 50 miles an hour. All right, let's go to the phone. John.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, thanks for waiting. But, you know, we just, you know, it's now we got the rest of the hour.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You guys are worth waiting for. What can I say?
All right, what's on your mind?
Well, I have a couple things on my mind, but the first thing, I think we should clear something up. I believe Greg said that the debate with LaMalfa at Sequoia Middle School was on Wednesday night, and Carl said Thursday night.
Oh, he agreed. So it must be. I guess we'll go find out. That's a Wednesday night.
We probably
should
clarify that.
Okay, we'll find out. I think he's still around here.
Okay.
We'll chase him down the street.
I'm feeling really sad this morning.
Are you?
Yeah, the president of Mexico is outraged and made the following quote. He said, criminalizing immigration, which is a social and economic phenomena, this way opens the door to intolerance, hate, and discrimination. Now, what he didn't say was that the item that was criminalized was already criminal. That it's illegal immigration that's being prosecuted, not legal immigration. And what he's really upset about is the $30 billion that is sent back to Mexico via illegal immigrants for earnings that they've made in the United States and supports the economy of Mexico to a major degree. Arizona stepped up to the plate. It's got a large Mexican-American border. So does California, that didn't step up to the plate, and so does Texas, which hasn't stepped up to the plate. And I think they both better get in line, because we have got to stop this border attack. And I'm sorry that President Calderon is upset. I would be, too, if they were going to take $30 billion out of my economy.
Well, you know...
go ahead.
Well, you know, here's John, is that and Obama questioned it, and he's going, oh, you know, this is, you know, maybe not thought out well. Well, you know... Obama probably wishes that he could introduce something that 70% of the people living in this country could agree on and approve of. Well, and there's a reason why in Arizona 70% of them do it. You know, their governor was real clear when she said, we're under attack here. We have begged the national government, the feds, to do something. And she said they have sent letters. She has sent 5 letters. She has had phone calls. Not one letter has been returned. When they're asking for help down there, what did they expect?
You know, Carl, take it to the bank that the next governor of California had better be endorsing supporting our borders, controlling the borders, putting the National Guard down there, putting the CHP down there, doing whatever it takes to stop this attack on the borders and to stop this turnstile return. Immigrants.
I'm not saying that stopping people because they appear to be illegals is maybe the best way to do it. But maybe they did this, you know, maybe they did this because they were tired, and they were, you know, they're tired of people of their property being destroyed. They're tired of people being hurt. They're tired of people being killed. And the thing is you know. Is it going to stand the test of court? I don't know. I don't know everything about the law.
I don't know either, but when you have a sieve, it's hard to stop which flow of water goes through what hole.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And, I mean, they all need to be stopped.
Yeah.
I've got a couple other little things I wanted to mention. Goldman Sachs, all upset now about being identified as knowingly sold failing stocks that had zero chance of profit. And not only... selling them, aggressively promoting them. And if that isn't criminal, then we need to change the laws.
Well, you know, they also on that part, too, is the part I like is how they were the largest contributor to Obama. And
yeah.
I find this kind of amusing, the fact that they put so much money to have Obama win, and then the administration is turning around and smacking them, even though that the CEO of Goldman Sachs is saying, "Hey, wait a minute, it wasn't like that." You know, it's a campaign. Now, here's the only reason I'm suspect about the whole thing, John. I mean, did they do it? I'm not sure. I'm just reading, just like you
so
did.
So much.
But
same thing.
The fact is, it was released right on the day before they started doing all the banking regulation, you know, where they want to start imposing regulations on banks. I'm thinking, well, isn't that a coincidence? And then to have the White House say, "Oh, we didn't know anything about this."
It wasn't just a coincidence.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Nobody in the White House, they didn't tell the Treasury Secretary, they didn't tell the security, I mean, they didn't tell anybody that, it was just a big surprise to us. Come on. I mean, they obviously have a very, very low idea of what we are.
This and
just
a very vested interest in what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Within the text of our conversation with you, John, this just out. The Mexican government issued a travel alert today cautioning its citizens about travel in Arizona because of a tough new immigration law and an adverse political atmosphere for all Mexican visitors. The alert by Mexico's Foreign Relations Department to migrant communities and all Mexican visitors urges those in Arizona to act with prudence and respect the framework of local laws. Now, it also
only to tourists, though, not to the ones that are sneaking.
Of course not. They're giving pamphlets to show them how to do that. Hey, you know, we've got a break here, John. So
okay.
Thanks a lot.
Enjoyed the conversation.
All right. Thank you, John. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We have people on the lines. We'll get to you as soon as this break is over. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, Reading. How are you, KCNR 1460? Yeah, it's Carl and Linda Bott here this morning. The time, 8:24 a.m. If you're just kind of, I don't want to get out of bed because it's raining. For those of you who have that luxurious morning time. Today's going to be high 54. It's rainy all day long. And tonight, a low of around 42 with showers all day long. Now, clarification here. LaMalfa Keene, Wednesday, 6 p.m. at the Sequoia Middle School. They said they have about 600 seats, so we do have tickets here. Come by 605-4567. We have quite a lot of them. So, yeah. Just want to make sure you've got tickets so you can get in. That's tomorrow night at 6 p.m. That's LaMalfa and Keene.
Let's go to the phones.
Coach Bob.
Good morning, Coach Bob.
Good morning, the two of you. You struck a nerve, and I'm actually going to stick around after 9 o'clock this morning and listen to Dennis Miller, who's not one of my favorite talk show guys.
All right. What hit your nerve?
Well, George Will.
Oh, okay.
I happen to be reading Men at Work as we speak.
Wow.
So how do you like it?
It's phenomenal.
Well, I understand this is an update of what he had done before. That mm-hmm. He had gone back and revisited his first book, but he's added chapters and stuff.
Well, yeah, the first book was, I think, copyrighted back in 90. And it talks mostly about the 87, 88, 89 seasons, largely with the Oakland A's and other people. It's based on four sections. It's a fantastic book, and any baseball fan owes it to themselves to read it and devour it because it explains the game from the manager and the player's perspective and what they go through to prepare themselves every day and every season and the constant daily grind that we can't relate to because we watch it as fans.
Yeah.
They look at it as a business, just like you have to look at the numbers of your radio station, excuse me, and CEOs have to do the same thing. The managers and the players and the coaches all have to. It's such a technical game. And they're so absolutely on top of the casual fan has no idea the depth at which they go to try and win or make their sale, if you will,
uh-huh.
to put it in common terms.
Well, you know, I have not been, you know, we went there to Simpson University had a fundraiser, you know, for this new baseball field that we were fortunate enough to be invited to. And, you know, the thing about it is, you know, baseball, it's such an American game, and it's such, you know, I mean, and I have not been to one. And I realize I have not been to one in years, a real baseball game. So, I've got to find out when Simpson's playing, somebody, Colt 45, somebody's playing, so I can just go out there and watch it.
Well, it's an interesting thing. You know, I understand a lot of people think that football is the nation's sport now and whatnot, but, you know, for my money, I'll leave you with this thought. For my money, the only sport in America that we can sit and talk about for hours on end and talk about the anecdotes and the cute stories that come out of it are baseball. We don't have those same stories about football and basketball. There are stories, but not the magnitude of which baseball has. Baseball lends itself to that, and things stick in our mind forever.
So, what's your favorite story, Coach? I mean, I'm just, you know, it's, I don't want to put you on the spot.
There's too many, but I will tell you this. And Ken Burns' 9 innings of baseball that he did on the history of baseball. They were talking with this old black player from way back when, who said he had been in the stadium from when Ruth hit his 60th home run in 1927. And the guy says, "Yeah, I was in the stadium. Yeah, I remember there was that pitch." And then there was this long pause. And the guy says, "What were we talking about?" And it was just funny. It was just funny. He's obviously lost a lot of his memory, but he knows he was there. And it was just funny. But there's 1,000 different stories.
Yeah.
You don't have enough time to hear just the stories I know, and I don't know that many.
Well, you know,
but I know a lot.
You know, and you know, movies that they made of baseball back, you know, with you know, the Gas House Gang about Dizzy and Daffy Dean, you know, and it happens every summer. You know, I think that one to me is a classic with Ray Milland. Playing the professor who invents a little formula that makes the ball stay away from wood, so he becomes his great. You remember? I don't know if you remember that movie or not. But, yeah. Anyway, hey Coach, thanks a lot for calling, because you know when things get rough and you start looking at all these things, you know, all the different aspects of life that's coming around. You know, you still got baseball.
Darn straight we do, and I'm so glad the season started, and I'm so glad the A's are playing well, and what more can I say?
There you go. Hey, Coach, thanks so much for the phone call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. You know, that's true. You know, sometimes we get going on this, oh, here's another tax, here's another, you know, here's, we're being, you know, we're streaming across the border. Not anymore. At least not near.
And that's why people love, escapism, such as Dancing with the Stars and American Idol. Oh. Those are still things that are great escapisms where, and baseball takes us there as a family outing.
Yeah, and you know what else? It's not just an escape. It's a way of life. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:34. And, you know, Bob, that Walk of Life could always be one of our bump songs as far as I'm concerned. I love that song. You know what? Let's go back. You know, we've been talking about baseball. We've been talking about value-added taxes, you know, and we just, you know, Linda's pulling up different things. You know, she goes, we have a computer on, so you can write to her. I think you said there were some people that had some ideas about.
Right. But I want to just put in there, if you just are tuning in, there's a wind advisory effect until 4 p.m., Sacramento's issued the wind advisory up to 50 miles an hour. Gusty winds, they're going to increase. That includes Redding, Chico, Oroville, Yuba City will be impacted. They're down 3 limbs and branches, which may lead to local power outages. So just be aware. Outdoor items can be tossed around by the wind. So you might,
the dog goes out, we tie a 10-pound chain to it.
Yeah, you just want to, like, take down your umbrellas and, you know, your plants, whatever that is out there, you know, like Carl said, if you've got clothes out on the line.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Record Searchlight, our local paper, we like the idea of having a local paper here. You know, and people, of course, will pick on the Record Searchlight, and, I mean... invariably they pick on a Record Searchlight. They're too liberal, they're too conservative, you know, they don't put out, they put weird stories on the front page. Now I've said that, okay, about chicken coops. I'm not sure if we want to have, you know, voting on chickens in the city limits on the front page of the Record Searchlight. I don't know why that makes me feel funny, but they have a lot of other things, like, you know, here, and let's have some good news here. Let's say is that the income crept forward in 08. That's a big headline there, even though it was only 1%. That the per capita personal income in Shasta County is $34,527. That was from 2008. 2007, it was 34,260, but it is the slowest growth year over year growth in Shasta County in the past decade. Now we were rated 33rd in California, and was 79% of the state average, which was 43,000, and 86% of the national average of 40,000. You know, and a few dollars after that. My question is who'd be under us? I'd have to go check that. But the highest income in the United States, the highest per capita personal income in 2008 was in Loving, Texas. The per capita income in that county was $140,000. Six people, and they owned the whole county. Sully, South Dakota, $95,000. Sully, South Dakota. What? You know what? These are all oil and gas. I'll bet you anything, because I know South Dakota. And then, of course, San Mateo, California, is, and San Francisco are right down there at 9 and 10. The lowest income is in South Dakota. Again, Buffalo, South Dakota. It's the lowest and the fourth highest in the country. Isn't that amazing? Except if you've ever been up to... If you've ever been in South Dakota, and by the way, in any state that has like their third or fourth largest moneymaker is a motorcycle rally at Sturgis, and of course, you know, 400,000 people spending $1,000 a piece is a pretty good idea. You've got the Indian reservations there, the Cheyenne, the Sioux. You have Wounded Knee. You've got Pine Ridge. You've got all those up there. And my friends, it is sad to go on up in those areas. So I imagine that is where the lowest income is, and it doesn't surprise me.
Now, you say that there's not jobs out there, but just guess what? Shasta College is accepting applications for youth conservative crew members who will work for the U.S. Forest Service this summer. 20 Shasta County high school students from 15 to 18 years old will be hired. Hired usually means there's some money involved.
Well, usually means that.
To work on trails.
Unless you come to work in radio.
To work on trails, clear brush, and perform other outdoor jobs for the Forest Service in Lake Shasta area. Okay, now, by May 14th, the applications are due. You've got to go to the Economic and Workforce Development Office, which is 1504 Market Street in Redding. They're also available in high school career centers and the EWD office. For more information, call 225-4835. So for those kids who are saying, I can't get a job at Taco Bell, this is your chance to go out. And, Bob, you have an input.
I've had the pleasure to meet several YCC former and current individuals, and they may go into it with an attitude, but they come out with a absolutely great work ethic, and it is one of the best experiences outside of maybe doing a stint in the military that a young person could get into.
So that's 15 to 18 years old. Perfect. May 14th is a deadline. Also, something that you should know that concerns all of us, Reddings in South and East, residents in South and East Redding are going to see discolored water flowing from their taps next week as city crews flush sediments from the mains. Flushing is scheduled Tuesday in the South Enterprise area, south of Hartnell. Crews are going to flush the North Enterprise area Wednesday. Thursday, the Cascade area, south of the railroad overpass along Market Street, and west of Sacramento River will be flushed. So there's going to be spot flushing Friday, and they're going to notify customers via phone, mail, and door hangers. But if you just are kind of out and about, just realize if you're having discolored water and you can't figure out why, it's because they're flushing the mains. There, just thought I'd throw
Carl
that out.
We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We have people on the phone. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, clearly News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Lindebot, KCNR, 1460. Let's go to the phones. This is Ron Largent. You are on KCNR 1460.
Hey, Carl and Linda. I was up last night at a candidates meeting up in Shingletown, and after the meeting, a guy came up to me and said, I really appreciate what you guys did down at the Sundial Bridge, kind of out of the blue. He said, I enjoyed the singing, and I just, when I heard Greg this morning and then I heard Chris, I thought,
You know, I just wanted to say publicly how much all of us appreciate the volunteer time that went into putting that together. Greg was tremendous, and people like Chris and also Ronnie Brackett, who was our country western singer that sang, these people just came in and said, can I help? And it's just a great tribute to Redding and to Shasta County to have people like this that want to give of their talents and their time. Look at all the speakers we had. You know, it's pretty gratifying from my point of view when I'm looking in from the outside to say, when you just call somebody like a Ronnie Brackett or a Chris and say, would you like to help? They're always there, and you guys were great. And I just wanted to pass on my appreciation to you and all of the others that were part of that whole function, because that was not easy to put together for Greg, and he did a super job. But there were a lot of volunteers that helped, plus all of the speakers and entertainers and the MCs like you do. So I just wanted to pass that on this morning. It kind of hit me that, you know, Greg is one of those fellas that's in the background, but works hard to make things like this happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, and there's a lot of people like that in this town, Ron, and, you know, you were involved with this too, of course. And, you know, when Linda and I get involved in any, you know, with community things, it's all aspects of the community. We like to, and we want to support, you know, all aspects of the community because we love this community, and this community is growing, and it's going to prosper. You know, things are tough right now, but and we're moving forward, and that's the big thing. But thanks so much for your phone call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, guys.
You bet. You know, we talked about, you know, try to talk about some of the positive things here, and that was, you know, it's one of them. The fact is that as bad as it seems, as bad as the unemployment is, at least we're still partially moving forward. You know, the other thing, too, is the veterans we have in our community. It's the number of veterans that we have in Shasta County, of course, it's a large number. The number of organizations in Shasta County that for veterans, and there's, you know, 30, 40, maybe more of those. And we've had, you know, Senator Mauricio Hansen was on talking about that new Warriors building, memorial building, that he is working at, and people are volunteering to put together out there so that people can have a place to sit during your services instead of in the rain. And yesterday, on a beautiful day, H.D. Chris Christensen of Redding was laid to rest. He was 88 years old. He served in the Pacific and saw stints in New Guinea and the Philippines in World War II. He also was a charter member of the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 9650 in Anderson. Very well known. And he was laid to rest yesterday. And we just want to acknowledge not only him, but all of our veterans. And our World War II types, my friends, they're not going to be here forever. They're around. And if you get a chance to stop and see one, and if you're seeing, you know, them at some kind of a service, you know, we have Memorial Day weekend coming up. And, of course, Veterans Day and other things, 4th of July, you know, stop by and say hello to them. Give them a special thank you. We should thank all of our veterans, of course, but some of those are really, you know, when you get to the World War II, our World War II, you know, greatest generation, you can't help but just appreciate everything they did, not only for us, but for this world, and to, you know, equate things that they've done with, you know, nefarious purposes kind of rankles me.
Want to hear something in business?
Well, I'd like to, because as soon as you talk about that, we're going to talk about two of the mainstays of the media that have been supporting President Obama and all of a sudden what they're saying.
Well, you know, Hertz has just bought Dollar, Thrifty Automotive Group.
Well, Hertz has bought Dollar?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I heard something the other day, and I'm checking it out, about the Harley-Davidson stock.
Ooh.
I heard that it dropped a little bit.
But
Bob's going to research that.
Yeah, they bought their rival, Dollar Thrifty, for nearly $1.2 billion in cash and stock. They, of course, have to get the shareholder and government approval.
I imagine that the cost of renting a car just went up. Okay.
Just thought I'd tell you that.
Thank you. Now, National Public Radio, which some people consider leans in many ways to the left, and the New York Times, which many people consider is so far over to the left, they're propped up, even though they're losing, you know, like $1 million a day there. You're talking about the taxpayers, and they're talking about health care. They're talked about a reform, you know, they're talking about reforms. Adam Davidson of the National Public Radio said, a vote for reform is a vote to put a stop to taxpayer-funded bailouts, Obama said in his speech on New York on Thursday. Adam Davidson says, I cannot find any experts of any party who are willing to agree with Obama on this one. The New York Times says, unfortunately, the leading proposals will do little to cure the epidemic unleashed on American taxpayers by the lords of finance and their bailout partners. The central problem is that neither the Senate nor House bills would chop down big banks to a more manageable and less threatening size. The bills also don't eliminate the prospect of future bailouts of interconnected and powerful companies. We're talking about, when we start talking about bailouts again, that's our money. And then they, you know, if you listen to the GM commercial and they say, you know, we've paid back that $5 billion, you know, 5 years early or wherever it was that we gave them, you know, that we owe, that we own stock in GM. But when you go into things like, you know, they want to fix the financial system that D.C. got us into, but yet you don't hear them say anything about changing how the Senate oversight and the House oversight committees perform. You know, you don't hear things about. You know, where did that money go to, and how are we going to get it back, and what about the money that just was gone away? So, you know, they're cherry-picking this, you know, and you all know what cherry-picking is. You're just picking the ones that you want to, you know, make looks good in the news and in newsprint and in the media, and you're not going through the whole thing. You know, what's going to protect us in the future? What exact thing? And by the way, that didn't even get – I don't even think it got through the Senate the first time anyway, the bill. They're going to have to go back and look. We're going to have to take a break, and we've got about 7 minutes left, but I wanted to address just the health care just for a couple of seconds on some things that we have found in our research. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
With the arrival of...
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's rainy outside, but we're bright and sunshiny in here.
It's going to be high of 54 today. Rainy all day long. It's 8:54 this morning. You have some closing thoughts on the health care.
Well, just as this is, people don't give up on the health care. You know, I mean, just the fact is it doesn't say it's not going to do what they said it's going to do. You know, they're talking about, you know, a 1% rise in cost over 10 years, but that may even get bigger since Medicare cuts into law. May be unrealistic and unsustainable. And this is coming from the Obama administration's Health and Human Services Department. You know, we could be seeing some big problems in the future with this new health care plan. And that's not even counting the other things that people are finding in the bill. But, you know, but it's passed. But doesn't mean you don't stop fighting to try and change it, okay? That's one of the things we always want to leave. Just because something's there doesn't mean we, the people, cannot elect the representatives and our, you know, the House of Representatives and the Senators to change some of these things. You know, we did need changes in the health care plan. We don't need all the ones that they've said. But this week, tomorrow, we've got Charlie Schaff running for state assembly against Jim Nielsen. He'll be in here in the studio. At 8 o'clock, we have, of course, on Thursday, Senator Tom Harmon, who's running for state attorney general. We're going to find out what laws he is interested in and what his take is on what's going on in the legal system here in California.
And Friday afternoon, we're going to have Assemblyman Nielsen out at Tobacco and Brew. I want to close with this thought today, sent to us from Fred Chavez, our good friend who actually films our you'll see his work up on YouTube with Free Fire Radio, sent this. It's from Milton Berle. Goes like this. I'd rather be a could be if I cannot be an are, because a could be is a maybe who is reaching for a star. I'd rather be a has been than a might have been by far. For a might have been, has never been, but has once, was once, and are.
Oh,
Kind of screwed up the last line there, but hey, you got the gist.
I got the gist of it. It's
actually,
better,
he sent it to...
It's better to have tried.
He sent it to Bad Bob. Bob sent it to me. I had to just read that because that just is really cool. In other words, go out today. Do something. Just do something. Make your world a better place. Thank somebody. Do a kind gesture for somebody. Write a thank you note. Buy somebody a cup of coffee. Help somebody out. Just, you know, there's so much out there that we can't control. We read about it. We talk about it. And it can leave you feeling blue, but you can shift. With all you really have control of is your attitude and what you do through the day. So do something kind for somebody today and make it a better place. We hope that we can help encourage you to get involved.
Well, this is, and being involved in our community is what makes this community so good. And we just want to let you all know that how much we appreciate our listeners and all the people that are writing in and the phone calls and the fact that the support that our community has given us. And if we don't say thank you enough, it's only because that it's not because we're not thinking about it and that we don't appreciate it. But now, you know, we thank you, Reading and the North State, for your support.
I'm hungry. I think we're going to go to Country Kitchen
and our,
get some food.
And our sponsors.
Seriously.
That's right. You know, the other thing, too, is the best thing about community radio that we push and that we enjoy is our Saturday shows. I mean, all local programming, starting at 7 o'clock in the morning with Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, to, Kurt Largent talking about everything that has to do with real estate, Alana Burke with Top Tough Commentary. We've got Dr. Trudy Pratt talking about health and wellness. Nancy Sutton Pierce talking, East meets West. You've got
Senior
Psych
Solutions.
Talk. You've got Psych Talk. You have Senior Solutions.
Boomer Tech,
and now Around the House. And there's other shows that we will be introducing as the next couple months as it goes on that we're excited about, and we hope that you all will be too. But again, thanks for the support, Reading and North State. We do appreciate it.
This is Carla Linda Bott, and we are going to have a great day. I hope you have one, too.
Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Reading.